could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, this is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I would like to welcome you to our Tuesday at 2 radio show. This is my first radio show today, and we are going to be doing these radio shows the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. So stay tuned for Tuesdays at 2. My name, like I said, is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I am a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills for over 26 years. And I specialize in wellness, chiropractic, nutrition. And today I have a very special guest with me. Her name is Lara Amin, and she is extremely special to me, as she is my daughter. And today, Lara, I'd like to welcome you. So, are you there?
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Lara. I'm glad you're there, and I would like you to start today by telling us a little bit about who you are, just a little background about you.
Okay, Well, my name is Lara Amin. I'm 25 years old, and I am a recent graduate of UC Berkeley in Berkeley, California. I just graduated in May, and I majored in film studies with a minor in disability studies, and I'm currently a graduate student at Cal State University, Northridge, and I'm studying screenwriting, and my interest is disability and the media, and incorporating disability aspects into my own writing.
That's wonderful. And as you know, as your mom, very proud of you and all your accomplishments. And I'd like you to begin a little bit about sharing about your experiences at Berkeley. You were at Berkeley for a number of years, going to school and getting a degree. You've worked really hard. And I'd like you to share a little bit about some of the positive things that happened to you while you were a student there.
Okay. I went to Berkeley back in 2005. I chose Berkeley because I heard it was like the mecca of the disability rights movement, and that's where everything started in terms of disability and really getting things going. And I thought that that would be a good place for me and a good school for me. I've been wanting to go to Berkeley since I was probably 10 years old. And I, although the first time I saw it when I was in high school, and I fell in love with the campus. And basically, what I learned from Berkeley besides the rigor of the academia was just being in a different environment. Was just being in a place that was so different from where I grew up in Southern California and very accepting of disability and other cultures that I grew up in with minorities, and sort of finding my place there as a person with a disability, because I have cerebral palsy and I use a power wheelchair to get around the campus. So I think a lot of the adventure was just finding my way around the campus and learning my way through that. And I started, and I made a lot of friends when I, prepared my major and things like that. For my major, I made friends that way and started forming connections with things like the Disabled Students Union and the Disabled Students Program that was there. And I also found a lot of my own creativity when I just started writing a lot on my own and loving sort of the campus and the environment inspired me.
That's great. Thank you for that information. And now that you're a graduate of Berkeley, is there any advice that you would give specifically to other college students if they were just starting college right now, whether they had a disability, whether you have a physical disability, whether it was a physical disability or any type of possible challenge that they were about to undertake in college?
Well, one of the things that I did when I was a freshman was I took a study skills class. I think those can be helpful if you find the right tool and the right people, is to get in touch with college counselors and study skills classes right away. And whether or not you have a disability, or if you have a disability, the disabled student office can connect you with certain resources. But I definitely think like a study skills class or things, activities that go on in the dorms or the living spaces, to get involved with those, to those activities and to get to know the people on your floor and the people around you, and really sort of, or take a class that is like a broad introduction to what you think you might be interested in, or if you don't know, like classes that are a little more broad can help you sort of define what you like. And I took a class like that as well that was a broad introduction to the College of Women's Science, which is where my major was housed, and that really helped define my interests well. And also through those activities, you will be able to, it's a hard adjustment, but I think that through finding things, through discovering what you enjoy, and also being in touch with the community that you have back home, wherever you are, being in touch with those friends and family also helps. And having those things around you, these pictures and those mementos of the friends and the family that you have around you back home or whatnot, can also really help, because they will be there to support you as well in your
thank you. And what about, what advice would you give to parents who are sending their students off to school?
My advice to parents is to sort of like let their kids have their own experience and enjoy it, but sort of let them find their own way and their own path, and let them discover what they want to do, and have them tell you about it, and tell them the stories. I mean, share some of their own experiences of their college experiences, but also let them find their own path, because I think that's really important as a parent, to let them find their own way.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that. And if there was something that you would like, that you think that you could do different, when you look back at your college days and you say, gosh, I wish I did this different, what do you think that would be?
I really wanted to travel abroad, and I never got to do that. I had a lot of friends who traveled abroad. I just never had the opportunity to, but I really, that's something I really would have liked to do. I don't really feel like I missed out on anything per se, but yes.
Thank you. So now let's come to what's happened since you graduated. You've had a few jobs recently, and you've gained some amazing skills from the things you've shared with me. Would you like to share a little bit about the positions you just had and what skills you've gained through them?
Yes. I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Oh, sure. Recently, you've had some job positions since you graduated from the university. I'd love for you to share a little bit about the positions you had and the skills you've gained from the positions you had working.
I worked for a few different disability rights organizations, and I learned a lot about working in the disability field and working in the nonprofit, and how important in the nonprofit world, and how important grants and things like that were to the nonprofit. It just taught me about responsibility and worked and developed disability access plans with other for-profit and non-profit organizations. It's really helped me to understand disability and that world and the field of non-profit as well.
Great. And now you're going to take those skills on to grad school and in Northridge.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
So how would you say your disability has played a role in the passion that I hear in your voice, in the passion that you hold for life, in the passion that you hold for other people? How would you say your disability has played a role in that?
I think my disability has played a role in that because, like with my writing, I always thought I never saw myself portrayed accurately in TV shows and movies like the way I wanted to see myself. So I always thought, well, if I write the way I want to see it, then I have that sort of control and I can tell the stories that I want to tell. And as a writer, that's really important in developing your own voice and your own style is to... If that's just part of how I found my own voice and style is using my disability in ways to educate others in the media.
That's really interesting. And how did you stay so positive, even living with your disability, when maybe you had an extremely challenging situation occur? What happened? Is there maybe even a specific issue that occurred in your life that you had to continue going forward and keep moving in your life?
Yeah. When I was a freshman in college, I was hit by a car and I almost died. And there was a point when I was going through the emotions of it and the depression where I thought, well, I always knew that I wanted to graduate from college, and I always had graduate school as a goal in my head. I just didn't know how to get there. But I, through some developments, I learned that if I had the right support system and the right support network, that I could get there, that it would just take me a little bit longer, that it would be slower, but that I still could get there, that I still could achieve those golden dreams. And I started seeing those pieces come together as I sort of started working through that. And that's what I think got me through the brunt of my accident and the difficult times in my life.
So when you're doing your writing, what is it that truly inspires you, that you want to write about, that you like to write about?
My dream is to write a supernatural strong girl TV show, or hopefully more than one. And hopefully that will reflect in my other works as well, because I'm working on my memoir and some novel series type things. But I grew up watching supernatural strong girl shows, and I was always fascinated by these women who had these kinds of superpowers, who could kind of, in situations, do anything they wanted. And I always thought that how cool would that be if you had, like, that unlimited possibility to do those things. And I took things from those characters and tried to incorporate that into my own writing and my own life. And that's what I want to create going forward.
Wonderful. And I would like to pose a question. If there were two things to do today that you could give advice to our listeners to improve their attitude, just two things that they could do today to improve their attitude, can you give me two?
Yes. The first thing I would say is to find your passion. And once you find what your passion is, to follow your passion and see it through, and to develop that passion with other people. Get other people involved and collaborate in whatever your passion is, because they can help you support your dreams and your goals.
So you're saying that not only stick to your passion, but also collaborate with others?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then the second thing I would say is don't let obstacles that are in your way stop you from from living your life, because there's always going to be obstacles in a person's life, and it's just a matter of, I think, creative ways of thinking of how to overcome those obstacles and how to achieve, and that in order to achieve greatness and the vision that you want and the things that you want in your life, I think the obstacles are there for you to learn from them and to grow from them, and that there's always going to be an answer, even if it's not the most obvious answer, the answer is always going to be there to find.
Thank you very much. So if there was one thing that you'd like to accomplish on this earth that will inspire others, what do you think that would be?
I think I ultimately want to create, like I sort of said before, like some kind of TV show or book or some piece of writing that's either a best-selling novel or a TV show that really impacts people. And I would like to leave people with that. Like, I want to create multiple things, but I want to create one thing that really is a landmark in my name. And I think that I look at all the TV shows and the things that inspire me, and I think that if I can go up to them and say, "Hi, I really admire your work. Thank you so much. What I want I would love for someone to come up to me and tell me kind of the same thing, like, oh my gosh, your work really inspired me." And that is what I want. That is why I do what I do, because I want to inspire others to see things in themselves through my work and through what I create.
And that's amazing. And can you share a little bit about your new undertaking? You're just starting graduate school presently. You're in your first week. Can you share a little bit about the experience of applying to grad school and starting a new, brand new adventure back down in Southern California in a totally new life?
Yes, it's scary because my original fear was I wasn't sure if I was going to get into graduate school at all. There's always that fear when you're going through the application processes that I was trying to make my writing samples and my personal statements the best that they could be. And I learned a lot from that experience because I would give my writing samples to friends and people that I trusted. And my screenwriting professor, who's been a major influence in my undergraduate career, I gave it to her. And I would give it to people that I trusted, and I trusted their feedback. And just through polishing that and learning that and going through that, I think really changed my perspective and got me to see my writing differently. And then when I got an acceptance letter to Cal State Northridge, it was that moment of like, I did it. It was mm-hmm. a eureka moment. It was like, this is my hard work paying off. And it was a really cool moment to be able to experience that, because I had been wanting to go to graduate school since I was 15 years old, and so it's a really cool experience to be living your dream and living your passion, and to be able to study what you want to do for the rest of your life is a really great gift, I think.
I love hearing that. And what is your intention as far as what you want to do possibly when you finish grad school? In a couple years? Do you have any future endeavors as far as future schooling or where you may want to end up working?
Yeah, I actually, one of my big dreams is to open up a nonprofit organization to teach people with and without disabilities about various forms of writing. Like, it doesn't have to be script writing necessarily. It can be fiction or nonfiction or journalism, and to open up some kind of nonprofit that would support that for people with and without disabilities, just to, again, to help people find what their passion is. I think that's really important because I want to share my love of writing with other people. And also, I would like to, at some point, get my PhD in disability studies, and my research interest would be disability in the media, and how I see that changing in our future as the media is changing, and how the media has become more accepting of disability, but also how it can evolve into something more than it is now.
Do you have anything that you're thinking about at this present time that you foresee the media may change from the exposures you've had to date?
Yes. Well, I just see how social media has influenced TV and film, and how things have gone digital. I think it is possible for more people to create films, short films, and independent projects, and it's easy to put things up on YouTube now, and to get for people to get their work out there and to find what their voices are. And I think that the things that are available to us now were not available to us even 5 or 10 years ago. And I think the more the media sort of goes in that direction, I think that offers people with disabilities a chance to get their voices out there, because that also brings about the emergence of assistive technology, which can help people with disabilities find their voice and access different resources that they might not have been able to previously.
That's just fantastic. And as far as a PhD, I'm not clear. What did you say you wanted to do a PhD in exactly?
A PhD in disability studies.
Okay. And would you want to do teaching with that? Do you want to do private writing with that? What exactly do you want to do with your PhD?
I want to do some teaching. I really would like to do some mentoring and a very different kind of teaching, and a little bit more personal, maybe one-on-one or small group type, more activities than teaching on a larger scale. But I think that if I found the right university in the right place, I think teaching could definitely be a possibility. Whatever, would get my work out there and my voice out there, I think is the most important. Mm-hmm. Important aspect for me that I'm looking at, just to tap into the market that is underrepresented.
Mm-hmm. And your goal in the future is, in whatever way you can, through your writing, possibly through TV writing, film writing, are you interested in maybe writing for some kind of books, to get your word out there about disability and being more of an advocate for the disabled community? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that is exactly right. But also exploring other things and other topics, because I think one of the hazards that people with disabilities or any minority group can fall into is, you're only going to write about that one thing. And that's not really my intention. My intention is to explore sort of a variety of different areas and different subjects that I haven't explored before. And I've actually gotten to do that recently, and write in different genres and things.
Okay.
And I think the more you can experience that, the better.
Thank you. Well, we have to close. We're about to close here. So I just want to summarize for our viewers two things that you gave us today to improve our listeners' attitude. The first one was being passionate about what you do. Don't let obstacles stand in your way. And I thank you. That is absolutely amazing. And I'd like to thank you, Lara, for being part of the show today. It was my first radio show, and so it's very exciting. Our next show will be on Tuesday at 2 on September 11th and then September 25th. So mark your calendar for Tuesdays at 2 with Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, Attitude Adjustment. And we will have another amazing guest on our next radio show. So thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to hearing from you. If you have any questions, please contact us. And Lara, if you could please leave us your contact information.
Yes, I'll leave my email. My email address is Lara, LaraDAmeen, @gmail.com. Once again, that's Lara, LaraDAmeen, @gmail.com.
Thank you, Lara Amin, and thank you, everybody, for listening today.
Could be, who knows, there's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone'll jingle, door'll knock, open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch.